Itmar. Rabbi Levi, Chanam Adven Nasachalipin. Chanam Adven Nasachalipin. I'm going to pop my time in Madame Adven Nasachalipin. We should have died at Tsarosa. Tsarosa Avidu Taylor. Look, Rashi. Adven Nasachalipin. Kapala Hachlev Madbea Bidover Acher. Shloi Bataris Mechachamemta. El Bataris Kinyan. Kidder Shakayan Besuda. Kinyan Suda, Kinyan Khalipin. Shakayan Naisen Suda Lamakne. Vuhu Makne Loi Hakarka Ayamataltlin. Vimashicha Shumaisha Hasuda. Kidder Sholof Ish Naloi. The Nos Lareyu, that's how Boyaz was kind of the Sada with the Nal. That's Kinyan Suda. Ahmad Beya, Rabbi Shashanin, because you know it's like Moise, like Moshe Chemena Peres. You know, we know that Kinyan Kesef, you can't be kind of metalton with Kesef. So Rashi is being machalim for us between Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Chalipin. Alright? It sounds as there's a fundamental difference between the workings of Kinyan Kesef vis-a-vis the workings of Kinyan Chalipin. Rashi says that Kesef is B'teres Damim, Rashi says. Yeah? Hani Milik Shnasna B'teres Damim K'derech Mech Memkar. Right, in the beginning, Rashi said, not Batar is Mecha Memkar, Batar is Kinyan. Kedar Shkayim Besuda. Rashi was most of a Kneich. We talked about why the Kes is not kind of in Talklin. So there he added a Kneich, I think. Mecha Memkar. What does that mean? He said, Kishanas Batar is Dhamma. Batar is Dhamma, Derech Mecha Memkar. So Chayra, what does Rashi mean? Teres damim. What does Rashi mean? Kesef is teres damim. Chalipin is not teres damim. Akiva. I didn't start. So Chayra Rashi means is that Kinyan Kesef, the way the Kinyan works is that you're paying for the object. The way the Kinyan Kesef works is you're paying for the object. Tashlumah for the object. Damim. Teres damim. You're paying for it. The mahal, the site of the Kinyan is that you're paying for the object. Where Rikidua, the famous machoik is Usman the Taz. Sman Taz in Siman Kuf Tzadi. Now, what happens? Because what does it say over here? You be kind with a pruta, right? Kesef Ketsa. Moch le bayis le sod, and nos le pruta. Oh, shav pruta. Yeah? Kesef shav pruta, kana. Veinech min yachal aksabai. Fil nosa, lo, kesef, amna, whatever. Yeah? Zok the Taz, Zok the Sma. What's called? What does this mean? Nosan la Kesef, Shava Pruta. So you kind of the whole thing, yeah. Look there, the Pachas Shava Pruta Echzur Zkafah. Ba'ayir b'davka b'shenosan la Shava Pruta al demei haperayin. Va'ashar Zok of all b'milva. Or lo'ayil b'nafik azuzi. We have two options. One is that Nirzakav Olav Milva means you were Kaveya, and the rest of the money is a loan. You owe him the money as a loan. Oh, the guy's not makbid, he's not pressed for the money. Like upon him, the main nakuda in the Taz is, in the Sma is, Shinosma Shava Pruta al Demei HaPerayon. Those are very key words in the Sma. That the Pruta is a partial payment. The Pruta that you're being kind of, even though you didn't give the whole thing, the Pruta is partial payment. It's part of the Perayon. No, it's not just Tama Maisa Kinyan Ba'alma, the Kinyan Kesef, the Pruta you're giving, but then you get all the rest of the money. No, the Pruta is a partial payment. That means if the piece of karka was 1,000,000 shekel, you're going to take off the 10 agorot of the thing. When you end up paying the rest, you're paying him 1,000,000 minus 10 agorot. I'm not going to go through the whole number. That's the sma. So pshat is that you, so chayra, right? The sma is saying, like we're saying in Rashi, that pshat is the yisur of king kesef is they paying for it. So the chiddush of Allah is that you didn't pay the whole thing right away. As long as it's a partial payment, that's already considered a ma'isa kinyan. The Taz, I said no. I said no. I don't get it. I mean, so why? I said no. What's not clear?
Why is Rashi Mofrach that way?
I didn't get back to Rashi. So you're 83 steps ahead. Exactly what I don't want. You're 3 steps ahead now. I didn't get to the Rashi. I didn't finish. When I finish, you'll ask me a question, and so why? And if I say no, it means no. Yeah? Says the Taz. I didn't even say the other Taz. How can you know that the other Taz works for Rashi?
I did Kiddushin last year.
Okay, but no one else did. There's a shir over here. It's not a chavrusa. Yeah. Aren't you glad to be back? Okay.
It's Rivi's lashon that Rashi must be like the sun.
No, Akiva. Akiva. I've never thrown out a guy yet. I don't know. It's always the first. Anyway, says the Taz. Mashkas is smart. The chosh loy nasa b'tar shiva mekach ena kaina loy avanti devarav. Akas the Rambah b'amar evuni ervayni yikain kanakol v'oid gamkin diyisha b'kesef nim milman nefray. Right? He asks, and this is everyone talks about this in Kedushin. In the Kedushin, because he asks from Kedushin. Right? Gabi kinyin diyisha b'kesef nim milman nefray kicha kicha mis nefray. Ish nicknames be kesef. Is that pasha? The bisha kind of said derech mesina lechud v'loy b'tar shivoi. Masha he shava. Says the Taz that we see the way kesef is coming by kedushin. I don't mean by sada. We learn that's kedushin from sada. So mainly he says that's pasha to him that by isha, it's not the pshat that you're paying for the isha. Right. Elamai is derech nesina l'chud. Mean it's not t'maisa kinyan ba'alma. Derech nesina b'l'chud. T'maisa kinyan ba'alma. Right? I can't even No. I'm sorry. I'm trying to build a thing over here, and you keep on hacking up. You can't do that. I'm sorry. We spoke about it. Akiva. Zaktis, yes. What's the Taz saying? It's not the pshat that you're paying for the object, right? He says, "Hare ba'isha, you're not paying for her. That's part of her shavius. You give me a pruta, that's what we think of her. Not going to do very well for Shalom Bayis, yeah. Even if you give a jewel, yeah. It's not, you know, well, that's what you think of me. That's how you're starting off the marriage, you know. Here's a pruta, yeah."
Savadi, that's not what you're doing over here. Elamai, he says, Derech Nisim El Bukhud. Stop, it's a Maisim Nisim the Ba'alma. It's a Maisim the Ba'alma. Okay, so we're not learning Dusha now. We'll leave this question on the side. But Maisa, I wouldn't say that, Smaz a chauvinist. But well, that's not our discussion right now. Let me finish. So we have L'chayr, he says the G'machlaik is the Taz and the Sma. What is the Gether of Kinyan Kesef? Is the Gether of Kinyan Kesef like Lashon of the Taz? Is it a Sina Ba'alma? The Sina Ba'alma, and therefore it doesn't have to go off the money. Right? Nothing to do with the amount, nothing to do with the payment of the field. And it's not a partial payment. It has nothing to do with the payment. It's absolutely nothing to do with the payment. Just like if you make on a field a chazaka, you're kind of a chazaka, yeah. And just if you have a shtar, you're kind of the shtar. It has nothing to do with the payment. So too, kesef, Kinyan Kesef has nothing to do with the payment per se. Kinyan Kesef is a ma'aseh Kinyan Ba'alma, nesina ba'alma. The Sma says no. The Sma says no. Adarab, it has to be a partial payment. It has to be. So Chayyim is a Mechayikus over here. What is the Gedder of King Kesef? The Gedder of King Kesef, they paying for the Ajay? Or King Kesef, Samaisa Kinyan Ba'alma?
Why does the Taz
HaKolem
Kedushin Kesef to everywhere else Kesef? I mean, Kesef, we have two types of Kesef. One type that's a payment.
But Kesef is learned from Kinyan Kedushin, is learned from. He was mocked him. He said, Kicha, Kicha, Mistay Ephraim.
Got it.
Isn't
it? Yeah,
I mean,
said that it's two separate things.
Again, we're not learning Kedushin now. I don't want to focus on the Taz's dimming to Kedushin. Okay? Except for the joke. But we're not learning Kedushin now. Okay? What's the Gedder to me is only the Yisrael's Tegmachloik is Taz and the Sma. What is the Gedder of Kinyan Kesef? That's all I want right now for the Sma and the Taz.
What if the Taz would you have to pay the extra money that would not count?
Huh?
Let's say you do. You owe him the money.
Of course, you owe him the money. I understand. What's your question?
By the time it seems that wouldn't happen because it's not considered.
You don't have to subtract. That's exactly the point. You don't have to subtract it. It doesn't have to be part of the payment. It doesn't have to be partial payment. Exactly. As you come to argue now.
If you're a spy, you're saying that the woman is worth.
There you go again. I said, I'm not learning Kedushin. I don't want to talk about Kedushin now. I already said that maybe this smiles is a chauvinist. Then what do you want from me? I answered your question already. But that's not what I want here. That's not the sugya. We're not learning Kedushin. This year or last year.
What is
extra payment? It's not payment. And what's ribbis anyway? There's no halva. What's Haksma Chayim? Where's the...
Unless you pay money.
What? Where's their halva? What halva? What are you talking... That's the halva. That's what ribbis
does.
The whole yes, it's a kinyan on the whole karka. Partial payment, and the rest you make it the milva, or if the guy's not, nervous about the money, you don't even have to make it into milva. Okay? A partial payment is enough to be kinyan. About you still owe the money, yeah? Don't get me wrong, you still have to pay the rest, yeah? Thanks. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Now.
Why can't Rashi do it? That's on this point.
He's annoying me.
So now the way we explain Rashi, the way it's Mashma Rashi, Rashi is Mechala between Kinyan Kesef and Chalipin. Rashi says Kinyan Kesef is Derech Mecha Memkar. Rashi says that B'Tar is Damim. So what does it mean B'Tar is Damim? I think what it means b'taris damim. I think he means the sma. B'taris damim means that you're paying for the object. That's b'taris damim. You're paying for the object, not like the taz that it's not a ma'aseh kinyan ba'alma. It means Rashi is saying that that's the fundamental difference between Kinyan Kesef and Kinyan Chalipin. The Kinyan Kesef, you're paying for the object. Mashenkein, by Chalipin, even though you're giving him something, giving him a Suder, right? But it's not the Pshat that you're paying him, with the Suder. Yeah? You're not paying for whatever you've been kind of with the Suder. By Chalipin, it's different. Could be a Chalipin Maiskin Ba'almo, maybe we'll have to be arguing more exactly, fine-tune, what is it by Chalipin? But by Kesef, Shah, you're paying for it. Now the Chayr is like the Sman, not like the Taz. According to the Taz, by Kesef, it's just a Maiskin Ba'almo. So the Chil Rashi is making between Chalipin and Kesef, the Chayr seems to be in the world of the Sma. Now, what?
Why can't he put the Taz saying the Torah is dumb? Means it works symbolically
The Taz doesn't say anything about symbolic. I don't know what your Rebbe last year to explain to you. The Taz doesn't say symbolic. He says it's a Nesina Ba'alma. He doesn't say symbolic. And Rashi doesn't say symbolic either. Rashi says the Torah is dumb. Chalip and Grada may be symbolic. We'll get to that.
But Torah is dumb. What is Torah is dumb?
No. Fine. So when you give the share, that's what you'll say. I think that when Rashi says Torah is dumb, it means payment. That's it. The Torah is dumb. It means payment.
Is it mukar anyway?
Yeah.
According to Taz, what would Chalipin be? I mean, if Kesef is just Nesina, then what is Chalipin? Just not like. Okay.
Fine. We'll have to be mechatan. What's that? We'll have to see in Rashi. You have to know what is Chalipin. So it's a ma'asekin. But what does it mean? We still have to fine tune what exactly Chalipin is. Yeah, what is that Chalipin is? Even in Rashi, you have to. You could say it's not Ma'is Kinyan Ba'alma. Say it could be, which we maybe like the way the Taz would understand. You could say Rashi's time, but that simple say Rashi it's not Ma'is Kinyan Ba'alma. That's because you give a Suda, that makes Kinyan, boom. Just like you did Mashicha, just like you did Kinyan, any other Kinyan, it's Ma'is Kinyan Ba'alma. But then you have a question. So that won't, then how's the Taz going to, obviously the Taz has to understand that is somewhat different. Now, what we're saying in Rashi, if Torah is dumb and that it's a Tashlumin, so the Chazon Ish seems to learn not like that. Meaning, we're saying Chalipin is not that. The Chazon Ish is mash, at least the way the stipend is to the Chazon Ish, it's mashman, you don't understand it that way. Because it's in the stipend of Glushis and Gimel, that's also given about Ishmi Nikmas Chalipin, obviously. And Chazon Ish has a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Aleph. Because over there the Gemara says, there the Gemara discusses whether or not you could be makne to the kayin, the truma with kinyan agav and kinyan chalipin. So the Gemara that's the story over there. They were in the boat and you had to get rid of the maaseris, right? Mil skayin, right? Kiva, Agamliel, Yeshua. So Gemara says, what? Yud Aleph and Beis. That was the whole thing. You have to get a ma'aser. You have to become muscular. Your ma'aser will lose. Can't show you. But soon, will. Isur kitzur. You have to get rid of the ma'aser. So he gave it to Ruki. Was the gabbai stalka and she was levi. So Gemara says, why wasn't it just maknit? He was makayim muscular. Wherever the play, he was maskit kilu. Wherever it was on land, he was maskit the makayim underneath it. He rented the place underneath it. Shukaina with King Chatzin. As Gemara says, why didn't he use a suitor? Why did he mark the king chalipin? Gemara says, Gemara is handling Gabi Tevis in a moment. In any moment, I don't want to go into that right now. So Gemara says, Matan is kunin asina ksiva bahu, chalipin derech mecha memkerhu. Yeah? Derech mecha memkerhu. Metalt magav makarka nasina limti. Gemara said, if you want to be makna the chumas of ma'isris with kinyan agav is chosmish emem chrayis. And talpim is nikna agav karka. If you want to be kind you makna with the karka. And I'll throw in the metaltim. That's kinyan agav. That Gemara said that's in a sin alimta. Yeah. Yumkaim dinasina they have by Maranaskuna. Mashan came by Khalipin Zak Gamar is Derech Mechamkar. Derech Mechamkar. One second. He says Derech Mechamkar. Right? That's Gemara says. Right, Rashi the whole time talking about Kesev is being Derech Mechamkar. Yeah, it's not excellent, good day. And I'm saying the R Rashi Chariz seems to be against the Gemara at first glance, right? Gemara says Derech Mechamemkar. Rashi says Rashi talks about Kesev is Derech Mechamemkar. It's Mash Chalipin, not really Derech Mechamemkar. But see, okay. So now it says Chazon Ish. From here we see, he says that the Sudar Batzem is kilo payment for whatever it is that you're buying. In this case, the Chuma, right? So Mela. Yeah. Zok the Chazon Ish that we see from that Gemara that Batzem Chalipin is also some type of payment. Yeah? With Kinyan Sudar. That's why it's a problem for Matnas Kuna, because they need Nesina. I have to give it to you, not sell it to you. Right? Here is Derech Mechamam, because it's like I'm selling it to you. Right? That's a Chazon Ish. I mean, you have to know the Chazon Ish. What's the difference between Kesef and Chalipin? One second. Oh, but Chayre for Rashi, you have to say that even the Gemara says Derech Mechamemkar. Besides the fact that Rashi, like Adam is saying, the Rashi's Be'asar Mashma that only Kesef is Derech Mechamemkar, not Chalipin. But okay, so that's difficult. But Chayre have to say. That's not some ma'isa kinyan ba'alma by chalipin. It was based on the Gemara in Bamitzia. It says that chalipin, does chalipin is derech mechamemkar. It's missing in the scene of Meshenkin Agav, where it's not a kinyan ba'alma, it could be kind of. Gemara says, here's derech mechamemkar. So Chari, you have to say that chalipin, it's not the pshat that you're paying for it, you're not paying for the object, but it could be though there's an exchange over here. There's an exchange. So it's not the pshat stam sa ma'isa kinyan ba'alma. It's not ma'isa kinyan ba'alma. But by chalipin, there's an exchange between the sudar with whatever it is that you're being kind of. I'm giving you this, you're giving me that. It's like bartering. There's an exchange over here.
Well, I don't give you a lot of bartering. That might be enough. I mean, if it's
But even by Kinyan Sudar, yeah, where it's just a Sudar, it's just anything, right? Right? We'll see if you need Kli, Pri, whatever. But the Pshat is that there's some type of an exchange over here. And on that, the Gemara says that it's a problem with Truma because of that. Because that's a problem with Truma. Because, in other words, by Truma it says you have to give it to the Kayin. And here, I'm exchanging the Sudar, right? The Kayin's giving me a Sudar, and I'm exchanging the Sudar for the Truma. So that's the Derech Mechamemkar. I mean, maybe that would answer Sneir also. Whereas Rashi says, real Mechamemkar is Kinyan Kesef. You're actually buying it. That's Mechamemkar. You're buying something, right? The Gemara says that it's not real. You're not buying it. Yeah, it's not mamish Mechamemkar. By Kesef is Mechamemkar. Kesef is Mechamemkar. B'tayras mechamemkar, right, Rashi says. Yeah? Chalipin is not b'tayras mechamemkar. Meaning, be'etzem, mechamer means I'm buying something. Yeah, I'm not buying it. But when I pay for money, when I buy something, then there's all there's the davar hanikne. Yeah, the money you're paying for that. It's not the pshat that, oh, that, you know, that the moicher is buying my money, yeah, with the object. No, it's the object that he's selling, and that's right. I'm buying the object. I'm paying for the object. That's how I'm buying the object, right? Mashenka b'chalipin, right? So that's not teiras mechamemka means that it's, you're actually buying it. B'chalipin, you're not buying it, yeah. The Gemara says that it's derech mechamemka, right? It's derech mechamemka enough that should be problem by truma. Meaning, what do you mean, derech mechem emkar? Because even mechalib, it's not some ma'isakin in ba'alma. Like the Taz would say, Kedusha, it's some ma'isakin in ba'alma. Yeah? It's an exchange. It's an exchange. I'm giving you this, you're giving me that. Now I'm giving you this for that. We're exchanging. I'm getting the chuma, you're getting the suter. Yeah? So that's what the Gemara is saying. It's a derech mechem emker. It's not teres mechem emker, to answer Adam's dik. There's a difference between teres mechem emker and derech mechem emker. Since it is an exchange, so it's derech mechem emker. There's some semblance of mechem emker over here. In other words, it's not just an asina b'alma. In other words, By chuma said that's Gemara said. By chuma, you need an asina. You have to give it to him. Without, there's nothing else going. It's an asina. So kinyan agav is an asina. I'm selling you. I'm giving you the chuma agav the karaka. But it's not the pshat that you're not. It's stam a kinyan ba'alma. I'm imakni you. It's an item of kinyan. I'm imakni you the chuma agav the karaka. That's kinyan agav. Mamela, that's not a steerit in the Sina.
Rashi has a word here, though.
Rashi, where? Okay.
This
is the people also last Derech Mekachush. Is that nice, like Caleb? Tachteya.
The nearer
is zeka marchen lo. No, fine. That works. What I'm saying.
Yeah,
it looks like it. Looks like it. Because it's an exchange.
Or
what?
Or it's
kinyan
ba'alma.
It's nearer.
No,
it's
nearer.
It's
close to
that.
It's not.
What? It's not mufa. I mean, if you want it's nearer. Okay. 1 second. Wait. Okay. Don't just. But he says. Derech mekachu, shezeh nois and kelev, tachtehem. That's also in the Nira? He's saying it's tachtehem. Zeh nois le kelev, tachtehem, bimkom, and therefore it's Nira. Huh? Because Abram was saying, maybe it's not muchach, I was saying that, I want to show from that Gemara, I want to spar from that Gemara, yeah, that it's not ma'isa kinyan ba'alma, yeah? That chalipin, Rashi has stam ma'iskin ba'alma, but it's an exchange, and therefore that's why it's doim the mechem emka. Right? Rashi says nirka mechem emka. He wants to say that maybe, I don't know if he's right, but because that, well, what he wants to say is that even though the mitzad the oifi, mitzad the nature of the kinyan, it's not even an exchange. It's not ma'iskin ba'alma. Yeah. But soif b'soif, I'm giving something, and I'm getting something back. So it's nira. It's nira k'mecha memka. Even the loshon Rashi is he said does he derech mechachu shezeh noisim like kalev tachtehen. So that, to me, it sounds like more that he's noisim like kalev tachte. He's giving the kli bimkom the object. So there is some type of an exchange over here.
He's
the Shaila of the Gemara, whether if he wants to keep it, could he keep it?
Uh-huh.
Okay. No, no, no. The point you're making is a very important point that you bring up this issue. There's a sugya in at the end of the fifth paragraph in the Darim, whether kinyan suder is kniyam nas lahaknais, meaning is it you just kind it in order to best we have to give it back. You can't keep it. Shai whether you can even keep the suder or not. Yeah, shai whether you can keep the suder or not. So what Rahman is asking is if you hold that you can't keep the suitor, then maybe it's more difficult to say that it's not an exchange. Although it's not so posh. Maybe we'll get back to that to this point. Because even if you have to give it back, but Saif Kosaif. In the meantime, it was yours. There was an exchange over here. There was an exchange. Obviously, we're not doing the right. Obviously, he's not selling $100,000 worth of apples in his warehouse just for the suder, right? But that's the way what's happening on some level inside the kingdom. That's what's happening. So. It might not be booked. The fact you have to give it back might not necessarily be a problem. It's an important point that he's making. That might, in his meaning, whether or not you have to give back the suitor or not. You could keep it. That might affect how we talk and understand Kenyan suitor. Al Atzad, you don't give it, that you have to give it back. Maybe it would be more mashma that it's just a ma'is Kenyan Alma. But I don't think it's mukhab b'sef kosev. In the meantime, you're kind of it. You have to give back. In the meantime, you're kindness. Therefore, in the meantime, we do have this exchange. But the ha'ar is a worthwhile ha'ar. So maybe we still have to keep in mind, and I think it will come up still. Yeah. Right there.
Does everyone
explain
one more time why it's not
Kinyan
Mamash?
Why, what's not Kinyan Mamash? Mekha Mamker is when I'm buying something. I'm paying for something. So the Kayin, for the Kayin, to pay for it, right, that's a problem. That's Mekha Mamker, you're buying something. Yeah, but we're saying over here that here you're not buying; it's an exchange.
Isn't buying an exchange as well?
No. Buying is you're paying for something. I'm not exchanging money for the object. I'm paying for the object. Although I shouldn't say it's so partial because there is a lashon is an important point. The lashon what I'm saying now the whole time. Yeah, that by. But that's Rashi, that Torah's dumb, trying you're paying for it, that's the Yisrael of King Kesef. The Ma'aseh, there's a Ramban in Kedushin, Bav Gimel, which maybe Mashma, not like that. Because the Ramban in Kedushin, Bav Gimel, over there, the Gemara talks about whether you can Mekash and Isha with Khalipin. And the Gemara says, the Gemara says, have you Mekash and Isha with Khalipin? And the Gemara says that no, since the Chalipin could work even less than Shavapruta, Isha, there's two girses, Pachar Shavapruta, Lo Mekanya, Lo Mekanya Nafsha. The Gemara says it doesn't work, because Chalipin could work even less than Shavapruta. So Rabban, Sharon Lashonin, what was the Havamina? Rabban says, at least in the Havamina Gemara, was that Chalipin is also like Kesef. Yeah? Chalipin is a member of Gedr King Kesef. That's why it should work for Isha. He says, why? He says, why? Because Kesef is also you're being machlif the money for the Kesef. All you're being machlif. Yeah, you're exchanging the money for the object. So Chalipin also. What's the difference? And Kesef works, which is exchanging the money for the object. So Me'el Chalipin should also work. That was the Mars having me that Chalipin should work by Kedushin. Because Chalipin is like Kesef, because Kesef is also, you're being machlif the money for the object. And that the Gemara says, no, the fact that it works less than a prut, we see that chalipin is a different type of kinyan. It's not kesef. But in the Avamina, yeah, chalipo is like kesef because kesef, says the Ramban, is really being machlif the money for the object. Right? That sounds like in the Ramban, and that's not the nekuda that we fell off. We fell off on the chalipin side. Not mashm nirban, that what changed is our understanding of kesef, rather what changed is our understanding of chalipin. Because Nahavmi is saying chalipin's like kesef, why? Because kesef is being machlif the money for the object. So b'zai chalipin also you're being machlif the woman for the object. And then, but then we say, no, but it works less than the pruta, obviously it's something else. So doesn't sound like what changed was, oh, what we thought kesef is different. What we thought kesef was changes, what we thought chalipin is changes. So there is a mashmaya there in the Ramban that the kesef is really exchanging the object for the money. So that doesn't fit with what we've been saying on Rashi. Rashi, not mashmaya to the Ramban. But what Menachem is asking is that not what kesef is? He has a basis, maybe in the Ramban. Akapan in Rashi, I think that's the chalub. Here, Pshad, you're paying for the object, that's mamish mechamem. Mechamem, you're paying for it. When it's just an exchange, that the Gemara says, it's also a problem of the chasar and nasina. But it's different than kesef.
What's the difference other than how we look at it?
What?
Other than like what we call it,
it's not semantics. It's not semantics. It's a different. It's something different. Something else is happening. It's not semantics. But let's go back there. So again, we have machlokes, Rav and Levi. Charamar matbeya naschlip. Charamar ain't matbeya naschlip. I'm gonna pop my time on them. I'm gonna slip in. Go die that. Tzeras avid the tail. Zagrash. Emad ben nas chalipin. Nevarsha papa. Still a funny Rashi. Her papa's about 2.5 seconds from now. When just read the Rashi, like, what's going on? Rashi. Chill, Rabba's coming, go 20.
Maybe you would say like Rav Nachman.
What?
Maybe you would say like Rav Nachman.
Say like Rav Nachman. What do you mean say like Rav Nachman? Like Rashi, next Rashi. My time is the man, the Amar. Halekel Amar, this later Nachman. The Amal Kamban. En Kainim El Bakli, the Nala Iksib. Rav Nachman, the Machalik is Rav Nachman. And I'm Zayin, the Machalik is Amarayim. Rav Nachman says, "Koyin b'klei b'shem Yeshu." I'm Rav Nachman. Loi shana el b'klei. I'll pay you loi. Rav Sheisha says, "No, I feel the Paris. My time to Rav Nachman. I'm a kar naloi. Naloi in midachin loi. Ni a klei. My time to Rav Sheisha's. L'kayim called over. Says Rashi. So you might think that what? And we say that Eimad Beya. Nas Chalipin. That's because we hold Rav Nachman. That's because we hold Rav Nachman. That says you can't be. That says you need a kli. And Mebeya, Rashi assumes not a kli. Nimkain. That true says Rashi. Ad the miflug of Mebeya. Liflug bechol dav shein a kli. See if the Betzim Machleik is here, is really the Machleik is of Sheishes. And Rav Nachman, so then why Punk talk about Madbeya? Elamai must be Al Karkas Vilay the Chol Metaltlim Nasim Chalipin. Elamai, both Shitas disagree with Rav Nachman. Both of them are holding Mesheshes that you don't need a Kli. Now within that we have a Shaila. What about Kesef? El karkas vila dechom talb minasa chalip and likness as shekenegdom umadbei luchudei pligi. So what's the svara? So Papa says, my Zakhar Papa mishun daita tzirasa tzirasa vila b'tek Zakrashi daita shlo makne as a chayfetz v'noitel hamadbei b'chalipin ein esaymach ela atzul v'moy. Shein mit bei khoshuv elade tsur shvay. Mitzrasa, I mean, what's the chshivus of a coin? The fact that it has a tsur. That's what makes it a coin. Mitzrasa avidi the betela. Shamelach paisla, the guy is a lot of tsur acheres. Hilkach, have a lake of Dov Shein and Mesuyim. Mishalim. Come on, Maitim, Dov Shein and Mesuyim. Milchsiv now. Says Rashi, that what's the problem with the Matbeya? Since the Gemara says, Avidi, the Batla, the Mela, is it Hared is a Gemara? The Gemara says, and what does Sheish do with Nal? Right, so does say Shol is Nalo, it has to be dimmed to Nal. Gemara says, "Be dover mesuyim." I've called dover mesuyim. Lefuki chatzi rimoin. The chatzi ego is aloy. You can't make chalipin with a half of fruit. Even though you can make a chalipin with a fruit, but it has to be a dover sholeh. That's mesuyim. Mesuyim means sholeh. It has to be complete. And meila, even though you don't need nal, but it has to be a dover sholeh. Says Rashi, a coin, since it's avida to become bottle, therefore it doesn't have the chashivas of a davar shalim. Doesn't chashiv a davar shalim. Now, 1 second. But as Neil asked this morning, 1 second. But even Asimon is good. You don't need a coin, right? Asimon. The Mishnah said that Asimon Rashi, the tzura of the coin is worn down, so you have just a flat piece of metal, flat piece of silver, flat piece of gold. It could also work for chalipin. One second. So who cares if it's avidi to become bottle? But it's not worse. It's like gara from an Asimon. It's like gara from a stam. It's a piece of metal, right? So the answer is, because really, what was the Gemara saying? The Gemara says die der tzura, right? What does that mean? The Hainu, if you start off with a chip, a piece of metal, yeah, then that's okay. An Asimon works. But since over here, Daita Atsura, so in other words, he thinks he's doing it with a Choshev coin, right? So Klape, what they're doing over here, he's exchanging. Right, let's go with the Nuskha exchange. He's exchanging whatever it is for this coin, right? So Klape, the way he views it, what he's getting, Lagabe, that the fact that it's avida to become bottle makes it broken. Klape, what it is. So now, if you start off with less, that's fine. But since he thinks he's getting a full-fledged coin, has a chshivas of a coin, and that is what he's exchanging the object for. So Mela, so Klape, his expectation, Klape, what he thinks, what they're doing, Maisa, Klape, that's considered broken. Because Klape, that we say, since it might become, the Melech might take it out of circulation, and therefore we say that Lagabi, what they're trying to make klipa with, it's considered broken. It's considered, it doesn't have the chashivas of a kli shalei.
Why does it matter if the coin might become bottle in the future?
Oh, so that's a good point. Right now it's in circulation, it's still good. So I was sort of ramiz to that. The side of Dov Mesuyim, right? It has to have a certain chashivas to it. What's the pshat of the kli shalei? It has to have a chashivas to it, right? It has to have a chashivas. Chashivas of Dov Shalom. Dov Shalom is chashem. You find in Hilchos Brachos also Dov Shalom is chashem, right? We got the kedima and brachos, yeah. So it could be the pshat that since it's oimid to become batal, so it already doesn't have that chashivas of a coin. In other words, yeah?
That's a risk he's willing to take.
Yeah, that question of risk. The question is, though, since the question is, it's not a question of risk. The question is, The question is that it doesn't have that chashiv. It's not a question of taking the risk or not taking the risk. The question is, be'etzem, ba'atzmusai, it doesn't have that chashivas. The fact that it could become batel, maybe will become batel, that itself makes it, takes away from the chashivas of a davar shalom.
However,
a banana also.
Yes, what?
A banana is going to rot in 2 days.
That's what I was going to ask. The fruits go bad much faster than king's bottle coins. King's bottle coins, and most about once every few years, the fruit in a few weeks is gone.
But a fruit is not meant to last. This is meant to last.
If it's common that kings bottle them, then clearly they're also not meant to last. However common it is, it's that common.
Coins, by definition, are meant to last.
Clearly not. If you say it's so common that kings bottle them, it's really expected.
I heard that. See, when I hear you the first time, I don't need chazaras to share. Not that dumb. I cop the first time. I guess by saying that, bad time is something that could last. Something that could last. A pair is by definition can't last. So maybe that's what it is.
That should make them worse then if they can't last.
The problem with deception.
It lasts as long as you're supposed to use it. That's the thing.
Huh?
The fruits or whatever, it lasts as long as you're supposed to use it, they last. But the coin is supposed to be lasting for a long time.
Okay.
It doesn't.
That's a good guess.
What about
Fine.
A pea you could drop in at the grave?
Again, you could, but it's not aimed for that. Here he's saying that that's aimed for that.
But
it happened.
Could
it's not a question that it could. That's how you could. He's saying that it's aimed for that. Avidi the bottle. A kli is not avidi to break.
According to the answer that really said my question, would it work the other way that if an asinon all of a sudden the king decided that all asinons are now the currency, would it work that it wouldn't work as a
currency?
What?
If all of a sudden the king decided
that, no,
then would it work as a khalifa?
What
if your das was to give a khalifa as a asinon, would it work now?
Would it work now? When? If what's the difference? Right now it's currency. What's the difference? Why should it work? I understand.
Because your das is to give it out as an asima, not as a fleshable coin.
But if the king says it's a coin now, it's a coin now. I understand. Why should it be less? I understand. In fact, your das is less, and then now it's more. First, when did you make do the chalitin? Before or after? If you did it after, then it's a coin. If you did it before, then when you did it, well, it's not getting, in fact, it's going to become better, it's not broke. Your question is not thought through. Think about it, you see what I mean?
Is there any saying now that if it for sure will go bad, then it's Eldastak? If it sometimes does, sometimes doesn't,
you want to make a chart, you make the chart afterwards, okay?
No, I'm saying, I don't get it. Why is this middle category of thing any worse than Klee? If both Klee works, which sometimes breaks, and Pyrrhus works, which always goes bad, this is somewhere in the middle when you have
doesn't think it will, and therefore it's
not going to be
accepted.
So,
oimid.
Actually,
oimid.
Yeah, but if you don't think it will.
But it's, again, it's something that Be'etzem, as Rahman said, it's something that Be'etzem should last. Okay.
So maybe a banana doesn't work.
Those things, it doesn't have to.
Maybe
what?
A banana doesn't work for Hollywood.
What pre? Only cashews are good. That they don't go bad. Most pears do go bad eventually. Okay.
What? Piece of wood.
Some have kind of. Huh? What? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, let's see Taisa. Taisa, the Dershainim take issue, by side, take issue with Rashi on 2 points. 1 point, the Rashi, Nemzon is a Pashit, that a Matbeya is not a Kli. That's 1 point Dershainim take issue with. And second point Dershainim take issue is Rashi's understanding of the Gemara, Gemara's Teretz of Daita Tzerasa, that Rashi learns that the chsaron is dov mesuyim. It's like a half a ego. Is the Rashi is the medama to the sugya later. And that Rishonim take issue with that as well, and they learn differently. So those are two issues with this Rashi. The first issue is Tais already discusses. Dr. Tais, Philip Sheish is like very clear. Pasul hachem at beik and finish Rashi. Mishum nedayt that tzeros and avidu the betayim and paymar. Rav Nachman dam lo kamon. The Kli Dafka boy, Rav Nachman argues. Like Rashi says, Kli Kli Giri Rav Levi. Is Rav Nachman going to argue Rav Levi? Kilo Rav Levi earlier Amaroyim. And Tosis feels that the later Amaroyim Rav Nachman would not argue on Rav Levi. Okay, it's not a knockout. So Rashi will say it. Since this is all Amaroyim, they argue Amaroyim, they can't argue tonight, but they can argue Amaroyim, so, no, Nishka Farla. Hagabonim, Yeshloimar, the Matbeya, Mikri, Shafir, Kli, Shiroi, Lishka, Boy, Mishkolis. Tais argues in Rashi. The assumption of Rashi, the Matbeya is not a Kli. Says Tais, no, it is a Kli. Why? You could use it, right? What defines a kli? Something you use, right? Kli, use the kli. So, Zoktaisis, you could use the money also. There's Rashi understands, in fact, you could buy something with it. That's not using it. You're not using the thing itself. It's payment. It's not using the thing itself, the physical thing itself. Zoktaisis, no. I mean, later on I'll say that's also called using. It also gives a function of a kli. But in the beginning, Taisa is going along with Rashi. You have to use the thing itself. So Taisa, I'll give you many examples that the coin itself could be used. Lishkabai mishkailais, because then in those days the coin had a certain silver content, certain weight of silver. The different coins have different weight of silver. So you could use a coin as on a scale, as a weight. You could also use it as a necklace. Right? You could also use it as a necklace. Put a string through it, and you have a beautiful necklace for his daughter. Maybe not for his wife, but for his daughter, that's good enough of a nice enough necklace. Yeah? So Mela, he argued in the whole assumption of Rashi that a matbe is not a kli. Ubalavach, he says. So that, in other words, with Mela, we could be going in Rav Nachman also. Even if you're Rav Nachman, that you need a kli, but Be'etzem, that's not a reason that a matbe should not be good for chalipin. That's why you have to come up with another svara of Betela. The tzura is Betela. So Taisa Blavachi. Blavachi Tzarech Loim the Mikri Kli. Without this Cheshm I just made for you, that without Rashi's Kasha, without the Kasha that why are we going only Rav Sheish and not Rav Nachman? Without that, you have to say it's a Kli. Tzarech Loim the Mikri Kli. Dilo Mikri Kli in Cain, am I not a Kli? You tell me it's not a Kli. Yeah? Hello, I feel Rav Sheish's. Like, boy, Kli. Chomok and Peir me a boy. Matbeya my mikri Peir. I mean, you need. It has to be. What's Rav Sheish say? Right? That you don't need dafka kli, even a pri could be as good for. That's a machlekes. They're not Rav Sheish. Where the pri is, you make kli with the pri. But it has to be a pri. Now, truth matters. Rashi bets and mavarins this, and Rashi says. Rashi says,
Here's the Rashi. Rashi says anything that's not a kli is called peris. David, where's Rashi in? Huh? Ah, kol dover, right? Thank you. Kol dover, right? Rashi, 8 lines from the bottom, 7 lines. Kol dover she'ena kli kari peira legabe chalipin. Well, pligam of sheishu nach. Come on, yeah. Kol dover she'ena kli kari peira. So Rashi says, "Ain't it's not a kli is peira." So maybe what Tarsus says, 1 second. How can you tell me that we're only going? If you're b'sheishes, then why b'chal you kind of with a matbeya? What's b'chal the shayla? It's not a pri. So Terence Rashi says no. Rashi anything. It's not a kli. It's called a pri. Now Terence says, I'll show you not like that though. I'll show you not like that. But then my mikri peri. Oh, he brings it right. I'm a samach. And that Gemara, the Gufu Rashi is. What is he referring to? What is the Gemara saying in the bottom? Number Papa. 5 lines in the bottom. Afilaman Dama. So the Gemara?
I think so.
Okay. Afilaman Dama Emet Bein As Chalipin. Nevru Doyavit Chalipin. Aknu Yemikni Bechalipin. So even though Mebeya, you can't be kinda with Mebeya, but. You can't do a ma'isa kinyan with matbeya, but you could be kind of matbeya with chalipin. Mi dahava peri, Lord Nachman, Rameh holds peri le'av the chalipin, but you could still be kind of fruit with chalipin. The fruit can't be the means of kinyan, but the fruit can be the subject of the kinyan. Me'el so too matbeya. That's what Papa said in the beginning. At the end. We slug him up. And we say that a matbeya cannot be used to be kaina. And you also can't be kaina a matbeya with chalipin. So what's up there is you see that a coin is not called peri. A coin is not peri. Because Gemara says Midahava, right? Ema ben as chalipin, aknuy mikni bechalipin. Midahava peri, just like peri. See, it doesn't have a dim pri. Doesn't have dim pri. Ukaman nami, especially the few gemaras, which are clearly mechalik between peris and matbeis. Come on, I'm a minon. My sagdag me beya, my kate said, "Och, come on, peri nami avde chalipin." He's going to Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol nasi bedamim, kimech zochas enes chayiv zeh bechalipin." The Gemara said it means the Gemara thought it meant beya. Shmamin omet bein as chalipin. Kol anasa bedamim ba'acher. Anything that uses money for something else. Kol arugli is nitin damim ba'acher. Dain omet bein. Anything that's used normally to buy something. Yeah. See, when you kind it. Nischayiv zeh b'chalipa. So what's that? Mesim a bein as chalipin. So what did Gemara say? Kol nisham damim ba'acher. So we're not talking about the money itself. We're talking about the object. Kol shuragilim loshum oisoi. You assess the value. Yeah, bedamim. Then that thing you can be kind of then kol matatlim, right? So im bal sitam damim If it's acher, dark and leshuman bekama in asnulai. That's why it's called nishim damim ba'acher. You want to pay for use it. You want to use it for payment. You have to assess the value. So there also, it's kimech zachazeh im nasim b'taris chalipin. Now again, not b'taris. You didn't give it. You're not giving it b'taris damim. It's nishim if you want to give b'taris damim, but. If you're not giving Teres Damim, then you're kind of a chalipin.
Vashminan, the metal you pay, you're not chalit and loy bin and chalit. That's what the Brais is telling me. Oh. So if you tomorrow, Samael, you don't see here that Medbe is not chalitin. How can I miss Tavrim? Tani Seifa. Ketzad. Hichliv, Shar Bepara. By Chamar Beshar, Shmamina. You see that? We're not talking about Medbe. Ketzad, Hichliv, Shar Bepara. Well, my disal gadai te mekara, Medbe, my Ketzad. And having your thoughts, Medbe is what's Ketzad? How come our Upeiri Nami Abdi Chalitin? Right? That's the Brais is telling me. And what? Kol nishum donbach, which is matbeya, kivin shekani, you can't eat anything with chalipin. Ketzad. Not only that, even peiri. Peiri nami avi chalipin. So Tais, what do you see from here? The Shari Master Rashi. You see from here that what? That peiri is not matbeya is not peiri. Because saying that. Not only Matbei, even Peri. Well, Peri Nami Abdi Chalipin. Ketzad Hichlev. So here the Rajba says, and this may be the Yisori to answer all the Kashal Tezaz and Rashi. The Rajba says that this Kashal, so Rajba only says it, Legabe, the Gemara over here. And Bama says, we're even pointing out this morning, it's Mashmar, isn't Rashi like that. Because Rashi says, Rashi over the end, Membava Membeis, Umao Chalipin, Kigoyin, Amach Mishor Bapara, Vashmin and Agav Orche, Beseifa, De Peri, Oysim Chalipin. Right? Meaning like that. Says the Rashba, that then Saif Ko Saif is different between, even though we say that Matbeya is a pri, if you're Rashi, ain't that it's not a kli is a pri, but still there's a difference. Kamash von da filu peri mamish ein nas lechalipin. It's a mistake. Nas lechalipin. Obviously. Going back, the Brais it says that pri is nas lechalipin. Right? Because da filu peri mamish ein nas lechalipin. Surprised that the footnotes didn't pick up on this. Obviously, it's got to be a mistake here. But anyway, so it says the Rashba, what's that Gemara saying? Right? The Brises are going now, Kol Nishim Adamim, Machas is Kiyim and Shekhana, and Aschalib. That's money. Ketzad? Yeah? The Perinami. In other words, it says there's a Chiddush in a Pri over a coin. Because even though we say that a coin is not a kli lefi Rashi, so Batsman has the status of peiris because it's not a kli. But Saif Ko Saif has more of a shaykhus the kli than the peiris mamish, right? So therefore, it's a chiddush. Not only matbeya, but even peiris mamish. So there's a chiddush. Even if you Rashi, there's still a chiddush in pre over of matbeya. Upon the Rashba is only willing to use his teretz to explain this kasha. The Rashba himself asks all the other kashas, and we see that there's a difference between the Gemara, all the Gemara that Teretz brings, as a difference between a pri and a matbeya. Over here, the Gabi, the Braisa should start talking about matbeya, and then switch to say ketzad. You know, the base is kind of a chalipin. Yeah, ketzad. We switch to para. Because tell me, even a pri. So over there, the fact we just switched from Matbeya, we're talking about Matbeya, we say Ketzad, and we switched to pri, if you want to tell the chiddush, even a pri. But when the Gemara contrasts pri with Matbeya, there the pri with Matbeya talks about Matbeya, and then talks about pri. For that, we're not going to say the Raj is not willing to answer. Akabana, but it could be Rashi, just like the Raj is willing to say it. Over there, Rashi could say it. You know, every time, all other places where the Gemara talks about Meben, talks about Pri, in the same breath, the Gemara has said, Midahava, yeah, Aperi. Yeah? Because Saif Ko Saif, there's a difference. Even Rav Sheshes, that we say that Mebeya is a Kli, right? Mebeya is not a Kli, it's like Peri. Saif Ko Saif, there's different dargas. So, man, that's why the Gemara separates them.